Boat Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
So what do we have, like 8 more shows before the end of the year? My gosh. Well, good morning to you and welcome into the final program for October of 2017. And today we're going to be bringing you up to date on the amount of money that was passed out to all the volunteer groups from the shootout. Ron Dugan will share some thoughts with us. And then we also have the new owner of the other shootout, the Glock Performance Boat Shootout. Brock Sutherland has bought it, and he'll be with us to tell the story and give us some ideas of what's ahead of him. The Shootout Hall of Fame photo guy is George Denny Jr. He's going to be with us in our second segment today. We'll learn some stories from George. And then we're going to move on to some more IBEX interviews. Jim Self is with Bellray Products. And we're also going to talk about Clarion Audio and some of their integrated electronics. Mike Fukuda will be with us a little bit later. Then Tawny Daggett's going to be here from Marine Max. She's the new marketing, the new marina manager at Marine Max. She's going to tell us about their shutdown dates and things you need to know, and talk a little boat storage with us as well. And then Jeff Green from Ameren's going to talk about leaf removal and disposal around Lake of the Ozarks. The folks at Marine Max, we just mentioned them, they're getting everybody set up for fall maintenance, that winterizing process that everybody has to go through this time of year. And it's a good time to call them to get that service at least scheduled at 573-365-5382. Ask for the service department. Amy will direct you down there to Byron or someone there that will take your appointment information and get you set up. They also have a fleet of boats that will go out to any marina situation, like a private dock or possibly a condo dock, to take care of that winterizing for you as well. But main thing is get on that list as they start winterizing boats all over Lake of the Ozarks. MarineMax.com for more information, or again, call them at 573-365-5382. So first up, Ron Dugan with a big check presentation and some smaller check presentations to the volunteer groups. Ron, give us the story.
Hey, we are so happy to hit our $200,000 mark. You know, we've been trying to get there the last couple of years, but we did it this year. $1,143,000 over the 10 years since it moved here. And keep in mind, the first year, we didn't really do anything. We just got our feet wet. We didn't really go after a lot of money the first year. So we've made some great strides in the last 3 or 4 years. And, I mean, without the help of Performance Boat Center, with Showcase Publishing, now Woods Grocery Store getting on board, you know, I mean, there's no way we can get those kind of numbers. So we're really excited about it. We're excited what the future is going to bring. You know, we are looking at hiring an executive director. And I really think that's going to take us to a whole nother level. And we knew that this event, we needed that for the last couple of years, and we finally are in a position where we can do that. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to work with a new director to pass the torch here. You know, we'll work together for the first year and pretty closely, and then turn it over and let her fly.
Now, this is official opening, right, for an executive director. So have you had any applicants, or when are you going to start talking to people?
We actually have had a couple applicants, and we have been going through the interview process, and we have a person that's picked out, and as long as we can come together on the numbers, and, I'm kind of a numbers freak, so I'm very protective of the shootout, and I want to make sure that it is a really good decision for the shootout, and makes a lot of sense, and that we can afford to do this, and I think all those things are coming together right now.
Next year, 30th anniversary for the shootout. Obviously, some big plans are in the works.
They are. We've got some exciting things that we're going to do next year. We'll be kind of piecemealing some of that out during the year, over the next 6 months or so, and we've already got things lined out with the Water Patrol, and really the pieces are in place to have a fantastic year.
All right, next one up is the shootout at Grand Lake. Let's see what's going on there. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. You know, a lot of people around, buy cars and buy houses and, buy boats and golf carts and other things. This gentleman has stepped up and bought a performance boat challenge shootout. His name is Mr. Brock Sutherland. Brock, it's nice to have you in the program.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I want to say thank you for having me on your radio show today.
Well, absolutely. Congratulations. We just learned just a couple of 3 weeks ago that Ken and Linda Little were going to sell their Glock Performance Boat Challenge shootout, and we did a story and talked to Ken and let everybody know that it was for sale, and the next thing I hear is you're the buyer. So congratulations, I guess, are in order first, huh?
Yeah, thank you very much for that, sir.
Let's find out a little bit about Brock. You've been around the water a long time. Tell me about your boating.
Yeah, I've been attending Grand Lake probably since I was about 9 years old, doing the family thing, pontoon, kind of knowing the lake by then. Kind of moved into bass fishing there for several years, and then got into the performance boat end of it. Kind of got interested in that. I've always had a passion for motors, power sports, things like that. So a friend of mine took me to Lake of the Ozarks, I think it was back in 97, and went to my first shootout, and I've pretty much been hooked ever since. That's pretty much my passion, so that's what I really like to do.
Now, you've been involved with the Glock shootout since the beginning, is that right?
Yes, sir. I actually met Ken and Linda Little at a poker run down there on Grand Lake. They're talking about wanting to start the shootout, and I wonder if I'd be interested in trying to help out with this event, and I said, sure. So we started sitting around the table talking about things in 14, and then 15, we actually got the thing off the ground. So kind of been there from the word get-go, I guess.
Right. And, of course, we've covered this event since the beginning as well. And, of course, year number one was a very challenging year with the flooding and all that went on. And, at that point, anybody normally would have just said, that's it, we're not doing it anymore. But Ken and Linda and your group just said, we're doing this again. And so, 2016 and 2017 were increasingly better and better turnouts and just overall a real polished event. So you should be proud of what you've bought.
Yes, I am. I'm really proud of Ken and Linda Little. I also want to thank them for letting me have the opportunity to take this event forward. My goal is to keep it ran basically professionally just like they did and try to improve on some things, try to get some more people showing up and just trying to grow this event.
This past year, Brad Harrington and I did the radio broadcast, and we had a wonderful time. We had a great crowd out on the lake, a really good spectator fleet tied up. But unfortunately, it was the same weekend as the Aquapalooza, so we were sort of sharing a crowd with this other big event going on at the lake. So are you planning to sort of move this to a little bit better date where it's not in a conflict with that?
Yes, sir. We're going to try to get on a weekend that there's no other events on the lake. Yeah, definitely not going to have two big events. I mean, it's kind of stressful on both events and the GRDA. So we want to make that as easy a transition as we can.
Well, it's a great new event for performance boaters. I know a lot of our Lake of the Ozarks performance boat people have been down and have enjoyed being there. In fact, I know several of them have been there all 3 years, so that says a lot about what you guys are doing. Tell our listeners about the actual race course where the drivers go out one at a time, like our shootout, except yours is a little different. Tell us what the difference is.
Well, ours is we try to run everything on schedule. You're basically sitting in the slip. We give you a 10-minute heads up that you need to be out into the sequence circle. So basically you leave the docks, you get out into a little circle on the north end of the track, and we also have a fast track. It's kind of, no one else really has this, and basically what that is once you get called to the line, you'll leave the sequence circle, you'll get up to speed, you'll make your three-quarter mile pass. We have a radar gun right there. Then you take three-quarters of a mile to slow down, and then you turn around at the start boat or finish boat, and then you can make a three-quarter mile line of pass back with another set of radars on you, and then your three-quarter mile shutdown area, then you can return to the dock. And so we have like what we call a fast track. Like you get to make two runs in one pass, basically. So a lot of the racers seem to really like that. So.
I was going to say, we heard from many of them that said this was really great. And, with even in just a little bit of wind, going one direction, the wind might be at your back when, in fact, it might be favorable to you to have the wind in your face. And so having that track go both directions and having a chance to, score a speed going both ways is really attractive to these guys, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. We actually did see different speeds going north to south, south and north.
We were actually taking bets, you know, because it seemed like almost everybody that turned around and came back north again toward the sailboat bridge was picking up a mile or two on their speed. So there's some advantage there. Well, very good. I know you're going to be meeting with the GRDA, the Grand River Dam Authority, the City of Grove, and probably the volunteers, some of the vendors, spectators, and, of course, the participants showing up for this next year. And we wish you the very best, Brock, and we thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us, and we'll stay in touch as you make your way toward the 2018 Glock Performance Boat Challenge Shootout. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you, Bob, very much.
Well, we're not done talking shootout yet. We're going to be talking to the Hall of Fame shootout photographer George Denny Jr. coming up in our next segment as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show streams ahead here on this Saturday morning. Right here on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, live streaming audio at krmsradio.com and later on boatradio.net. Streaming brought to you by Smart Plug. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
You've heard from two guests on the program so far. We have five more. We're squeezing in seven different guests today in the one-hour show. We thank you for being with us. So let's get with it here. George Denny Jr., Shootout Hall of Fame photographer, is going to be with us next. Later on, we're going to talk to Jim Self from Bellray and Mike Fatuca from Clarion, plus Tawny Daggett from Marine Max, Jeff Green from Ameren. All that coming up for you in the moments ahead. You know, all of Boat US is in the palm of your hand with the new Boat US app, and it's much improved. So if you downloaded it some time ago, do a re-download, if you will, or an upgrade of the app. You'll find it to be much more usable, friendly, a lot better functions in there. And if you're stranded on the water, you'll want that Boat US app, because Boat US and Towboat US here at Lake the Ozarks, they have the largest fleet of towboats around the country and are always on duty and ready to rush to your aid, whether you're boating here on the water or whether you're having some trailer assist problems. The trailer assist program at Boat US is awesome as well. So take a look at all these features from boatus.com. You can find links to Boat US and also Towboat US on my website, or even making it more simple, you can call Dave Anderson, Captain Dave, or Captain Charlie at 573-216-4701. Good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And you've probably seen his name on the photographs at the shootout and maybe some other boating events around the world. His name, George Denny Jr., and he is our guest this morning on the show. Good morning, George.
Thank you, Bob. Glad to be here. Thanks.
You know, you and I have known each other for a long time, and we've just really never had a chance to sit down and talk on the radio and give you a chance to tell some of your stories, because you've got some stories. How long have you been shooting pictures of boats?
Pictures of boats. Well, since I've been down here since I was a kid in high school taking pictures of boats. Sometimes it was just a rowboat. Oh, the big boats, though, starting with the shootout.
Oh, yeah. Were you, did you do some photography at number one shootout?
I flew over the number one shootout, and I didn't make it there. But the second one and the third one, I was there as a tourist, and then I started taking pictures for the firemen.
Okay.
Well, I was taking pictures, and the firemen asked if they could use them, and I said, sure, no problem.
Well, that thing has certainly turned into a monster, hasn't it?
It turned into a monster a couple times, but yes, it certainly has.
Of all of the shootout pictures that you've taken over the years, not quite all 30 years, but many years, are there one or two that kind of stand out as being just, oh, like that was the great picture?
There's way too many of those, yes. I remember Miss Budweiser when she became, come from an exhibition to a run. He was trying to break 200 miles an hour, and he only went 198, and he was out of control in that rough old Lake of the Ozarks, and that was very harrowing.
Was that Dave? Was that Dave Scott?
No, it was Dave Vilwalk and Miss Budweiser, the hydroplane.
Oh, the hydroplane.
They used to come and do exhibitions, and then one day they decided to run it, and there was controversy, but a boat is a boat, and race it. So he run, and he won for several years in a row. But I remember him trying to beat 199 right before the boat retired, 200, and he couldn't get it.
Just couldn't.
Just too rough. That boat, well capable of over 200, but it's too rough.
In recent years, maybe let's look at the last 10 over at Captain Ron's. What stands out from that?
Oh, waiting for that cutter boat to run. Mm-hmm. We all knew it was going to be a record. He just did 210 right before that with the chutes out, and we knew that was going to be a run. And it was above our expectations at 244.
Yeah. Where's your photography boat placed in the shootout? Do you move around some, or do you try to stay in one spot all the time, or what's kind of your plan?
At the old shootout, we'd stay always with the sun to my back against the bluff there. I shoot towards the bluff. But then when we moved over, I knew that the sun would change during the day since it was going south and north, that I start in the morning on the Captain Ron side. And then after the sun gets up and around, I switch over to the bluff side.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I do travel. I do move around, try to stay out of the way. I have to ask Kent if I can move or not.
Right. And you have a boat that's specifically designed for what you do.
Yes, I'm very lucky. Jim Doors at Playcraft Boats gives me their photo boat to use every year. He's been doing it for I don't know how long. And it's got a nice platform up on top, and get some great shots from there.
You and Dale Blue have some history together that ties in with boat racing. Tell us that story.
Well, good old Dale, he worked for Anheuser. He had the Bud Light boat, Bud Select bus. And we'd pull in with David Scott at a lot of the offshore races and park right next to the boat. And he'd play, and we'd have a great time. And I'd get to go to all the racing and then a lot of driving. Also, too, we got to travel with the Seabolds with Bud Light, and we went to quite a few races with them. We parked the Bud Light bus right next to the Bud Light boats, and it was quite fun. I did a lot of driving.
You did the driving of the bus, you
yes,
say?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, you're in a boat, too.
Timmy, I was going to go for a media ride in their media boat once, and they couldn't quite get me, and then they retired that boat that day.
Oh.
They sold that boat that day.
Were you, I don't want to say fortunate, but were you fortunate enough to have any pictures, just happen to be taking pictures when either, Bob Morgan has an accident or any of those fatality accidents? Do you feel differently about those shots that you may have gotten?
I wasn't down there for Morgan and JT. I was at the shootout during the Fiora run. We made decisions a long time ago that we don't publish anything with something that dramatic, and we had not one picture. I've got calls from magazines and newspapers wanting that picture, and I did not put that out. Nobody's seen that in pictures.
Yeah, okay. One of the other events that you've been involved in is the Glock shootout, which is the Grand Lake of the Cherokees Performance Boat Challenge shootout, which now has a new owner and organizer. His name is Brock Sutherland. But Ken and Linda Little and their close family sort of put this thing together and worked for a full year before the first one. You were there for a couple of them, right?
Yes, I was there for the first one and the third one just here recently. Luckily, I got to go with Don Onken and the American Ethanol team. That was very exciting. They did win at 200 and what was that?
212 or 210, somewhere in there.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Well, George, one of the other areas that you've been involved in started way back in the 70s. This was the Lake of the Ozarks Water Ski Show over there in Ski Cove. And, of course, we talked a little bit about Shelley Blum and her years of growing up on the lake and working in the ski show.
Yes, sir.
What was your involvement there?
I was a photographer, and I taught them boys how to water ski.
All right.
That's not quite true, but no. I was a photographer and I skied there quite a bit. And part of my pay was we'd get to take the boats out whenever we want. We would shoot video there. We'd rent the video camera because they didn't have them back then. And then the next morning, I'd go wake them up and we'd go out and trick barefoot all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Anything else right off the top of your head that's been an interesting experience for you? I know you started working here back in the 70s on some of the magazines around the lake.
Yes, I started with Vacation News with Ron Calvin in 78, 79, somewhere in then. And I've been doing things for Vacation News and Lake Media ever since. I've had hundreds of Vacation News covers. It's one of my favorites. I also have photos and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, you are certainly a local celebrity. And you're, come on. No, you really are, man. And you know, people see your name on those photos. And I wanted to, I know we've talked about this for a long time, and we finally got a chance to sit down together. But I thought that you needed to have a voice out there, too, and so people could hear what your stories are. Because you've got so many. We don't have time for all of them. We could spend a whole lot. We could spend a whole show probably doing. Do you have some more time? You want to keep?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to bore everybody too bad.
No. You see his name on the photos, George Denny Jr. And, you know, how when you're doing pictures of race boats, I mean, you've only got a few seconds to get that shot.
Yes.
I mean, how many, like on one run down a 3/4 mile course, how many actual pictures have you, you know, are you taking of that boat?
Oh, sometimes Davis Scott, Don Onken. Top fuel hydros at Wheatland. I just hold the button down and do 5 to 7 frames a second and as many as I can.
Oh, so just automatic, just follow them right down the course?
And continuous focus, yes, and just try to keep it on there. Sometimes I've learned that the boat drives out of frame or the boat is at the beginning or the end or I cut it off in the here and there. I've learned how to do that a little bit better, though. That helps also, too. I've also been to Indianapolis 500 33 times.
Oh, yeah.
And I have media credentials to go in there, and that is very exhilarating. I've also been to every brickyard.
Man. Well, that photography press pass gets you in, and we sure like what you do, so we hope that you'll keep it up for a long time. It's George Denny Jr. and his Nikon guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
His photography is seen around the world. Thank you, George. Great to sharing your stories with our listeners. Well, we've got a long way to go here. We're going to go back to some of our Ibex interviews coming up. We're going to talk to Bell Rays, Jim's self. We also have Clarion's representative, Mike Fatuka. And we're going to be talking with Tawny Daggett from Marine Max as well. And and Jeff Green from Ameren is going to talk about leaf removal and disposal. All that and more are coming up for you as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. It's a Saturday morning at Lake of the Ozarks. Beautiful fall weekend for us here on News Talk, KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM. Live streaming audio, KRMSradio.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Going boating alone can be relaxing and peaceful. The weather is nice, the fish are biting, and there's no one around for miles.
I got the bite of a lifetime, and without thinking, I stood up to reel it in, but in all the excitement, I lost my balance. I fell in and gasped. No worries, because I was wearing a life jacket, and my life was saved.
Your involuntary gasp reflex could cause you to drown. Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
You've heard that saying, a shot heard around the world? How about a radio show heard around the world? You're listening to it. It's Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. With the help of our live streaming audio, not only on KRMSradio.com, but also right there on BoatRadio.net, our great international connection. You go there and download, set up a podcast, however you want to do that. You'll probably find some other shows on there, too, that you really like. Our streaming is presented by SmartPlug. It's about time. A snap is better than a twist. The SmartPlug is a revolutionary shore power system designed to replace the outdated and problematic twist-type designs that have been in use since 1938. It's intuitive to use and provides greater protection against loose connections and corrosion, which is the leading cause of shore power failure and fires. SmartPlug.com. You'll see a unit sitting in the parts and ship store at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. You'll also be able to watch a nice video I put together of the installation of a couple of these on your captain's boat. Go to YouTube and just search Bob's No Wake Zone, or you can search for Smart Plug Installation and you'll see the video. There's a link on my website, which would probably be the easiest, bobsnowakezone.com. Coming up on our show, we're going to be chatting with a couple of folks that we met at IBEX. One is Jim Self, and Jim is with Bellray Products for your engines. We're going to talk to Jim in just a little bit. Plus, Mike Fukuda is with Clarion Audio, and they've got some really good stuff, electronics that are going on, and he's going to fill us in on that as well. Jeff Green is going to talk about, from Amarin, is going to talk about leaf removal and disposal, and some of the laws that are managed around the lake in regards to leaf disposal. And then we're also going to talk to the new marina dock manager at Marine Max. Her name is Tawny Daggett. Tawny will be with us as well before the program is over today. But first off, we're going to drop back to some of our IBEX interviews. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mike Fukuda from Clarion. But first up, I'm going to talk to Jim Self with Bellray.
We talk a lot about products for the outside of the boat, and products that go here and go there, but we haven't talked a lot about products that go inside the engines to make them work better. So tell us a little bit about your array of performance products for boats.
Well, with Bellray, we are an actual oil manufacturer. We're not just having somebody, put a label on a bottle for us. So by having owned marine refining, blending, and packaging, we're offering a full line of marine lubricants that offer much better protection, better performance, at a very competitive price.
So the consumer that's already got a boat, maybe a few years old or whatever, are these kind of products that might extend that life a little bit more?
Absolutely. Our four-stroke engine oils, for example, have as much as 5 times better wear protection than some of the other leading brands in the market. And it's about the same price as what you're paying for some of those products.
All right. So run down the product line a little bit for me so we can tell our listeners kind of the specific areas where you might have products.
Okay. Well, starting with two-stroke oils, we have our HP synthetic blend that's really targeted at, the higher-end two-stroke engines, direct injection technology. We just introduced a brand-new product called JS2. It's that kind of the mid-range market. So we're going after the leading OEMs, brands with better performance at a very competitive price. So then we have a full range of four-stroke engine oils that meet all the warranty requirements of the NMMA's FCW and FCW catalyst specs. So we have the 2540, 1030, 1040, complete range of diesel engine oils. Then for the gear case, we have our high-performance gear oil, which is one of our top-selling products. And then we also offer a semi-synthetic and a full synthetic. Then we have a full array of service products like electric contact cleaner, our 6-in-1 lubricant, which is an outstanding product, a silicone lube, our waterproof grease, and we also offer a full line of oil filters and fuel water separators as well.
To go along with all those.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Now, if somebody wants to get more information on the products, website?
Yep, our website's bellray.com. Find a lot of information on there. We have a lubricant advisor where you can do a make model lookup. It'll tell you what products we recommend, what your fluid capacities are, how often you should service it, and a lot of other very good information there.
All right. Facebook?
Yes, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We also have a YouTube channel with a lot of DIY videos out there and product information. So there's a playlist called Engines Garage, so check it out.
And next up on our interview list, we see here from IBEX, from Clarion Electronics, Mike Fukuda.
Mike, tell us a little bit about the Clarion Marine Systems that you guys are offering here at IBEX.
Fantastic. So with Clarion this year, we're doing more focus on NEMA 2000 integration. So every Clarion Marine radio that's wide remote ready from 2009 and newer is now compatible with a Garmin, Lowrance, or Simrad multifunction display using our MW6. This is our NEMA to wide remote protocol adapter. This interfaces directly into the MFD, and now you control all the audio functionality through the multifunction display panel.
Isn't that great?
So you don't have anything on the dash.
One hand, and you can do whatever you need.
Easy, right in front of you, because real estate on the dash is becoming more and more lucrative, or it's going to be more of a commodity. You can't just waste space anymore with gauges and radios hanging around the dash. Mm-hmm. So now you can just have the panels on there, and everything's integrated directly into that panel.
Is this piece of equipment here, this MW6,
yes, sir,
is this something that the customer can install, or does this need to be installed by a professional?
Great question. If they already have a Clarion radio, 2009 and newer, that's wide remote compatible, they already have a panel, that means they already have NEMA 2000 in the network, all they're going to need is MW6 and a NEMA 2000T, unplug the NEMA, plug in the T, plug in the MW6, connect this to the wide remote input, and you're done.
Wow.
No power, no ground, no accessory, just zip ties.
Okay.
That's it.
I like that. Zip ties is easy.
Zip ties is easy. No duct tape needed.
All right. Now, if somebody would like some more information about the MW6 or any of the products that Clarion has,
they go to clarion.com.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device, also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at getconnectedboating.org.
The Lake of the Ozark Captain Association is a group of dedicated U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains that are here to make your boating experience easy, safe, and fun. Hi, this is Captain Rick Salvino. Our website has more information on how to reach one of our members. Visit the LOTOCaptain.com to get started. Plan ahead as far as you can to make sure you can make reservations with one of our captains for your day on the lake.
Well, there hasn't been very much good news for us in the way of E-15 news, but we do have some. Tom Damerish is president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association. He will be on the show next Saturday to talk to us about this good news and how this E-15 has sort of been stopped in its tracks, I guess you could say, temporarily at least. Coming up for you, we're going to be talking to the new marina manager over at Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks. Tawny Daggett will be with us. And then Jeff Green's going to share some thoughts with us about leaf removal and disposal from around the lake area. Captain Ron's Barn Grill has been the official waterfront restaurant bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show all this year, and it's been great talking about them every week because they always have something very special going on. Tonight, the F-bombs are there from 8 until midnight, and it's not over yet, even though they do close down for a couple of months in the first part of the new year. Let's see. Tonight, we have the 11th Annual Adult Halloween Party, followed tomorrow by the 11th Annual Kids Spooktacular, 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Captain Ron's. And then the weekend of November 11th and 12th is the kind of the wrap-up weekend. They've got specials for Veterans Day on Saturday 11th. On the 11th and 12th, they've got, say, last weekend open. So they've got the 11th anniversary party, which will be 50% off everything Sunday. Plus, they're going to have the Key West Championships on at Captain Ron's. You'll be able to see those. And, of course, they'll be back for New Year's Eve with a big 12th annual New Year's Eve gala. Reservations ahead, and we'll tell you more about that as we get there. For more information on Captain Ron's, just go to CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. 34.5 mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach. We'll be right back. We have to take a break, last one of the hour, and we'll be chatting with Tawny and Jeff in our next segment on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this News Talk KRMS AM 1150, 97.5, 104.9, and we also have live streaming audio at krmsradio.com. Later on, you'll hear us on boatradio.net, provided by Smart Plug.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Marina manager at Marine Max, Tawny Daggett, is next up, followed by Ameren's Jeff Green talking about leaves in a lake. Screen printing and more is what they do at Printed Inklings, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing. Printed Inklings now in Camdenton. New owner is Kelsey Jackson, and she's doing a great job on screen printing and embroidery work, design, or freshening up your logos for shirts and koozies and hats and other things. Located there in Camdenton on Highway 54 across from Central Bank. Now, they're going to be moving here very quickly. They're going to be moving a block or so to the east, out toward Walmart area, but not that far out. They're only going to move about a block. They'll still be across the street from Central Bank. Give them a call at 573-692-5217. You can find them on Facebook, too, their official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. They make some good shirts. They do a good job. They're very conscientious. Make sure that the order gets done on time. For all your screen printing and more, let's point you in the direction of Printed Inklings. You can find a website link right on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. And next week, we're going to be talking to Mike Kanegi, the Marine Dealer Association Executive Director, find out kind of how the year went and take a look at the numbers from the September Inwater Boat Show and then take a look ahead to 2018. The Marine Dealers Association, of course, over 40 Lake Area Marine dealers representing all the top brands of boats and marine accessories and docks and all that. Anything you need in the way of boating stuff, go to their website, LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. You'll find more information about the upcoming boat shows, first one of the new year, January 4th at Overland Park.
Thanks for listening this morning. The official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is Captain Ron's. Hi, this is Alex Amrine, inviting you to come in by water at the 34.5-mile marker or Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. And thanks for listening this morning.
So a little bit of a cold snap here at Lake of the Ozarks this week has reminded us that it's about to get here, and that's winter. Today we're talking with Tawny Daggett, the marina manager for Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks. First of all, congratulations on the new position.
Thank you.
Yeah. You sort of were in marina operations for a while, and then some things changed, and got away from that, but now you're sort of full-time in that position.
Yep.
So what are the overall duties of a marina manager like yourself?
It's maintenance of the whole facility. Making sure everything's up to safety standards and making sure that our customers' docks and slips and everything are taken care of properly. Also, it covers the gas dock, which is very new to me. Hmm. But I'm really excited to be back.
Very good. Well, it's been a busy year. Lots of new boat sales, lots of pre-owned boat sales. Slips are filling up, but you still have some slips available for the winter. And then you also have some great dry storage. So let's first talk about, you have some wet slips available?
Oh, we do. We have slips in every size that you might need. We can accommodate. Our winter storage out of the water is filling up pretty quickly. Our inside storage facility is filling up very quickly, but we do have some rack storage available. We have outside storage, which we are offering a winter storage special. It's $45 a boat foot. It covers your winterization, recommissioning, shrink wrap, and storage. And it runs October 1st through April 30th. So you've got some time in the spring to get the boat out of storage and get it recommissioned and be ready to go back on the water.
You know, a lot of people are panicking right now because of the quick change in the weather. And, you know, we've had so many nice weekends, you know, since Labor Day, really. But now's a good time to get on the phone and call into Marine Max. If you are a current customer, you would have received some information about winterization to get yourself on the list. And I know that the boats are also heading out, the work boats are heading out to your dock. If you own a private dock or if you're on a condo dock or whatever, they'll be glad to help you there too. We also want to talk about, you know, kind of the marina shutdown, I guess you could say, because there's a procedure and some things that you have to do getting ready for winter. So kind of run those down for us so that folks know what the dates are.
All right. Our gas dock will officially be closed November 4th. Will be the last day that you can come to the dock and get gas and pump out your boat for the winter. We will be winterizing our docks the 17th of November. At that point, there won't be any water on the docks, and we're trying to stress that to our customers that you, even if the weather gets nice again, there will not be water on the docks for them. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's one of those yearly things you kind of have to do and, you know, grin and bear it.
Yeah.
We might even have some really nice days into late November and even into December sometimes. But
you hate to cut it off completely, but there comes a time where you just have to say, this is it. Those are our dates.
If you're a Marine Max customer, you're going to be receiving newsletters the new newsletter is quite nice and really tells the stories behind the scenes of things that people might not know and that. So we look forward to hearing some things about you some more in one of the upcoming newsletters that Thad puts together. Let's give everybody the contact information for Tawny.
All right. If you need to get a hold of me, you can call 573-365-5382. My extension's 14043. If I don't answer, please leave a message. I get those even on my days off, but we'll be happy to reach out to you and help you figure out your winterization, storage, whatever it is. Our service department, again, you can get a hold of them at the same number, 573-365-5382. Byron and Ron would be more than happy to assist you in getting your winterization done.
All right, very good. And, of course, the website is marinemax.com. Email address, you want to give that out?
Sure. My email address is tawny.daggett@marinemax.com.
The fallen leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves.
Well, let's talk a little leaf removal and disposal with Jeff Green from Ameren. I understand that there's a new booklet out that's been released by the Missouri Naturalists, and you can tell us more about that?
Yeah, the Lake the Ozarks chapter, the Missouri Master Naturalist, in conjunction with Ameren, put this together. You know, they're a group that's committed to, you know, the natural world and making things better from an environmental perspective, and they got together and put this together. And this is something that they get lots of questions about, and the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance gets lots of questions about. I know that they were involved in some of the dialogue, and certainly Ameren gets lots of questions about this as well. Lots of complaints from neighbors that have other neighbors that blow their leaves into the lake, and certainly, as you mentioned, you know, leaves are a problem, not only from a visual perspective, but from a water quality perspective, they can cause problems. The lake gets a lot of natural leaf drop, as you know. Leaves naturally fall off trees into the lake, but when people accumulate their leaves and blow them into the lake, or accumulate them and even burn them, you know, down close to the lake, and then the lake gets up there into that area that's been burned, it can cause water quality problems. You know, the brochure here that was put together, it talks about several reasons why we shouldn't have leaves in the lake. Decaying leaf litter releases nutrients in the water, and nutrients can cause algae blooms that are harmful to fish, pets, and humans. Decomposing leaves use oxygen needed by fish. Once oxygen is used, anaerobic processes start causing a rotten egg smell, which I think we've smelled that. You smell that down at the dam sometimes. Leaves block sunlight needed for microbes, fish, and aquatic plants. It's unpleasant to swim in water full of leaf litter, of course. Leaves on the water make it harder to fish. Leaves deposited in the lake migrate downstream and eventually get trapped in the fish net at Bagnell Dam, which is a problem. And then leaves collect at the back of coves, trapping sediment and make these areas shallower. So lots of reasons there not to blow your leaves into the lake. And we do encourage people, you know, burning is permitted. You want to check with your local fire district to make sure that burning is acceptable for the time that you're going to do it. And make sure that you burn those leaves high enough and away from the lake that the lake doesn't get up into that area and wash those ashes back into the lake.
Jeff, thanks again. Jeff Green, along with Brian Vance and Alan Sullivan, appear on a regular basis with KB on the morning show here at News Talk KRMS, about once a month, talking about various topics. And we want to thank all of our guests today. Ron Dugan, best of luck to you with your surgery. Also, we want to thank George Denny for sharing his thoughts with us. Jim Self and Mike Fukuda from the IBEX interviews, also Tawny Daggett. Hey, we're going to be talking with Brock Sutherland, new owner of Glock, next week. Also, we're going to be talking to Margaret Hummel from the Antique Boat Museum about captain's classes going on over there. We're also going to talk E15 with Tom Damerish, the president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, next week. So, have a good weekend. Thank you so much for joining us here on the radio. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time, next week, same time, same boat station right here. On News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach.
Estás escuchando a Boat Radio.
When you're ready to escape, but your boat's not ship shape, that's okay. Skipper's review will get you on your way. Marina's mechanic, satellites, and crew. SkippersReview.com will find it for you. For you. Friends will tell you which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. SkippersReview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.